This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Yeah. Inside the 10 o'clock hour on The Fan in New York. Let's get right to it, man. 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson, your nighttime host, taking your calls. I got to get to these calls faster. You know, it's funny. I'm on the internet and people are like, no one listens to your show. And I'm like, yeah, every night I do a show, I'm leaving people hanging. I'm trying to race through my calls. Also, there's data out there. Every night I do a show, there are thousands of people watching the live stream. There's over 1,500 right now. Through the course of 5 hours, it'll be probably 2,000-3,000. Not tooting my own horn, just saying a lot of y'all make stuff up. If you hate me, then hate me, right? If you hate me, like, don't go do that in private. Like, if you don't like what I do, and trust me, I'm not for everybody, and I'm not trying to be. I can only be me. But there's so many people, like, even we had Tony from the Bronx calling the last few nights. Not even. He called last season. He won't call anymore because Fleegs put the Sergi block on him. But I'm like, bro, how do you hate somebody, but then you guys wait on hold for 90 minutes to talk to somebody that you don't like? Or I'm getting all these negative DMs and things. Like, shoot the messenger. If you're mad, be mad. But I'm not a Met fan, right? I know some Yankee fans are mad as they listen to some of the, you know, Mets fans on the station. It is what it is. I don't have to act like all is well in Mets land. I think that's the wrong way to go about it. Like I said, I was the one coming in on Monday like, wait. Don't let the Mets skate by because don't let the Yankees' struggles distract you from the fact that the Mets are in a bad one as well. So getting back to the Mets and also getting back to the calls. Before we went to break, I said, Carlos Mendoza is showing you right now, and he should, because it is a good way to be. But he also has shown you that he will call some guys out. He'll hold some guys accountable. He's showing you that he was under Aaron Boone for a little bit. Like the Tyrone Taylor question the other night when they didn't send him, Brett Beatty throwing the ball past Lindor, how he answered that. And then Nico just went and found the audio from what I was talking about before with Juan Soto with him in right field and what Mendy had to say. I don't even want to try and, you know, verbatim it or you know, let's hear what Mendy had to say about, you know, Juan Soto's effort in right field, throwing the ball in earlier today after that triple.
Carlos, were you okay with how Soto went after the ball, the triple in right field?
Yeah, I think, yeah. I mean, he went over his head and then he bounced away from him. So, yeah, I have no issues there.
Yeah, no issues. You know, went over his head because he doesn't always know where to stand in the outfield. It went over his head and bounced away from him because he doesn't always break correctly and he's asleep out there a lot. Yeah, no biggie. Just the positive Tommy's line. Yeah, got no hit for 25 outs. No biggie. Ray is in Brooklyn on The Fan. What's up, Ray?
Yo, Keith, my G. I just came out the gym. I threw on your show. You have inspired me to call. You know, when you make, I'm all about the double standards between the Mets and the Yankees. They want to be big brother. So when you brought that up, you know I'm here for it, bro. So Let's go. So everything you said is spot on, obviously, about Juan Soto, right? So, and here's the other thing. You know, we spoke about, like, you know, the double standard, how Volpe's father was getting killed in the, you know, by the fans and stuff. Well, you know, when Juan Soto's family would never be criticized or whatever the case is.
Yeah.
But what about the fact, Keith, what about the fact that homie got 20 solo shots out of 26? He's hitting 170, bro.
Juan Soto.
170. Yeah, exactly. There you go. I like that one. I'm going to take that one, Keith. Juan Soto. It went from so-so to solo because he's even worse than so-so. I mean, the guy's hitting 170 with runners on base and his scoring position. Like you said, both these numbers are comparable, and Met fans want to pile on our guys, right? They want to talk about what's happening with Volpe. What about their bum-ass Alvarez, who had to get sent down? The dude was the number one rated prospect in the bigs. He had to go to the minor leagues where he had 11 homers in 16 days. He came up. He's still a bum. He's a quadruple A player, Keith. What about Vientos, right? Everybody figured Vientos out. He's straight trash. Look at both these numbers. OPS and everything else. Slugging higher than both those guys. So why don't they just mind their own, you know, backyard?
It's because, hey, Ray, it's easier to mind the Yankee business because everybody minds the Yankee business. That's the whole thread I was speaking of this week that, oh, obviously, if you need to see who Big Bro is, the national news, the national media is talking about the Yankees' struggles. And they don't even care about Juan Soto, the highest paid player in the league, and the Mets struggles. But now they do because they got no hit today. Now they do. Now, you know, Juan Soto making SportsCenter because everybody got that no hit alert during the day. Now people are paying attention to the Mets losing 8 out of 9, being swept and losing 3 series in a row and being swept in 2 of them. Now people are looking at Queen saying, hey, what's going on with that high payroll and that rich owner?
Yo, but Keith, but check this out. Not only are we Big Brother and always will be in this city, but we're still the number one Big Brother organization in baseball, because when the Dodgers were busy losing like 12 out of 13, like twice this year, nowhere on SportsCenter can you find a negative thing said about the Dodgers. The minute that the New York Yankees are struggling, it's all over the place. They can't wait. And I'm going to – yo, keep it real.
You just made me think of something, bro. The Dodger fans gave Mookie Betts a standing ovation because he's hitting 230.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Multiple time world champion, MVP, perennial all-star. We got to give Mookie Betts a standing O. Volpe didn't even reach those levels.
Word, come on. And he's making all that bread to Volpe with the 800 racks. But, and I'm going to leave you on this. Now Mets fans can finally shut up about the AL East is trash, because the AL East has trounced them this year head-to-head.
Well, they just lost to Cleveland. The Guardians, the same Guardians they said was a cakewalk for us. And they didn't have to see Emmanuel Clase or Luis Ortiz. Yeah.
Peace. The Guardians are 6-0 against the Mets the last 2 years. So everybody, all the little brothers just need to shut up, mind their own backyard. I appreciate you, G. I'll talk to you soon.
Appreciate the call, Ray. 888-808-1019. Yeah, last I checked, the Yankees beat the Guardians in Yankee Stadium in June. And then they also in May. Or was it April? It was earlier. It was April. They took a game out of 3 from the Guardians. So they have the season series on the Guardians. They didn't get swept by the Guardians. The Guardians? They're tied. Actually, they have 3 wins against the Guardians, and the Guardians have 3 wins. But that's not the case with the Mets and the Guardians. So we, as much as, you know, the Met fan will tell you, oh, they're in the weak American League. Let's look at divisions. Let's play that game for right now. Who's in a tougher division? As the Kansas City Royals do defeat the Boston Red Sox. The Red Sox were absolutely rolling. I'm glad that Bobby Witt and them were able to handle business. But yeah, I would argue that the American League East, with Toronto, Boston, and the Yankees all being in the postseason, if the postseason started today, is better than the National League East with the Phillies and the Mets being in if the postseason started today. Respect to the Fish. The Yankees did just get swept by the Fish, and the Marlins are one of the better teams in baseball in the last 2 months. But, yeah, you know, that also goes back to the Yankees being big bro nationally, right? I saw a video of Uncle Luke, my boy Cesar Pichardo, grew up in Little Haiti. He's down there in Miami, Marlins fan. I was in the fan cave with him. He was a Marlins fan in the cave, and I'm obviously a Yankee fan in the cave. He showed me a video of Uncle Luke talking about how the Yankees came to town and they sold out Marlins Park and how there's enthusiasm for the Marlins and how if they moved the Marlins to the AL East, how much more, you know, I'm like, I don't know. But it did make me think. I'm like, oh, there will be realignment. I told my boy Caesar that. I'm like, there will be realignment. There will be realignment at some point where, you know, the Mets and the Yankees and the Red Sox and, you know, these teams are coming down there to Miami. They need to move the ballpark. That's the thing. The ballpark is in a spot where there's not a lot of parking and it's so far out away from all of the other popping things. Yeah, you know, they're not going to draw regularly unless the Yankees come to town. 888-808-1019. Dave is in Maplewood, New Jersey on the Fan next.
Hey, Keith, thanks for taking my call. I'm a big fan. You know, we've talked before. Like you, I'm a diehard Yankee fan, 50-plus years. I'm going to complain a little, but, you know, I'm going to watch every game until the final out this season anyway.
Yeah.
Whenever that is.
Yep.
Good win today, but it didn't need to be this close, you know. There's two problems with the Yanks right now, and it's been the problem. I'm going to take you off because I'm getting an echo, but it's the same thing. It's fundamentals. And it's lack of urgency. Now, fundamentals, they played good D the last couple of games, decent base running, but fundamental strategy. You know, yesterday when Volpe walks, me and my boys are saying, okay, he steals second, we're second and third. They don't give him a chance to steal, hit into a double play, ends the inning. And they lose that game. Right today,
yeah,
you got Dominguez on first, and you're like, okay, Volpe either gives him a chance to steal, they got a catcher who can't throw anybody out, or you'd have them lay down a bunt. They didn't do that. They didn't advance a runner, didn't score the run. The game was closer than it needed to be. So the fundamentals are always lacking, which is it handicaps a team and makes it harder than it needs to be, especially in October when you know the games are going to be tight. Now, the other thing is the lack of urgency, and you see it. The guys are just, some games, it's just lackadaisical. You talk about Miami, all these teams, when the Yanks come to town, it's the biggest game they're going to play. They're up for it. The Yankees just don't get like that. And you know, as well as anybody who follows sports, the real champions, Derek Jeter, LeBron, Kobe, MJ, Tiger, they all talk about these guys took every practice, every rep, every game as if it's life or death. They didn't take games off. They don't have the cash and attitude like, well, just get to the playoffs and then it's anybody's game. They don't do that. And if you listen to real champions, like Gino Urshela just talked about this. You can't just turn it on in the playoffs. It doesn't work.
It's got to be habit. It's got to be daily. It's got to be hourly.
And Kirk Cignetti, you know, coach of Indiana football, listen to this guy.
James Madison University.
He'll make you want to run through a wall because he talks about every rep, every scrimmage, every practice, every game, regardless of the score. You play like it's the championship is on the line because then when you get to that point, you've been there before. The Yankees just don't play like that.
Yeah.
And it shows when they're in big games because they're tight, you know. And unfortunately, you know, of course I'm going to be hopeful. I'm going to root. I'm going to hope it works out. But I'm skeptical just because of the way, you know, both the approach.
And you should be. Today's win by a run, today's win barely with, you know, Bednar should not make anybody say we're back. Should not make anybody say, okay, now the tide has turned. Right. They have to continue to show us. And too many times they've been going through the motions. Too many times they've been caught sleeping. Too many times they make you scratch your head and say, what the hell goes on? Why are they not dialed in? Why is there not a sense of urgency? How does that happen? Aaron Boone says, can happen. And then it happens 5-6 times.
Well, and I think Boone, you know, plays into it because he, you know, how many games has he left on the table this year? You know, I think the Yankees have this mathematical
Devin Williams.
Right. They're going to lose 60 no matter what, so it's no big deal. But how many games, like you saw it yesterday, but how many games throughout the season? I'd like to see where you and I are watching the games and you knew they'd leave a reliever in too long. You see a reliever doesn't have it.
Miami,
leave
Friday.
In. All the time. It's happened countless
Texas,
times where any of us can watch it And you could see this guy doesn't have it tonight. Pull him.
Yeah. Right? So that has to be over. They've run out of time for that, yeah. Dave. Thanks for the call. Great stuff. Aaron Boone has to manage every day like he did today. He just showed us he can manage like his life is on the line, because I feel like it was. It was getting really loud last night between my show, Big Mag show, after the game, talking about they got to fire Aaron Boone. Evan Roberts got on the afternoon drive show and said that, you know, they need to shake up this team and fire Aaron Boone. You think people don't hear that? Of course they hear that. I don't think anyone ever tells Evan they don't listen to his show. I'm not calling for his job, I wasn't, and I still am not, but I am calling for absolute urgency and managing like that, like having a quick hook, going out there, stopping the game. He impacted the game. Even though he left Bednar out there, he went out and said, okay, you're at 40 pitches, bro. Like, you're missing the strike zone. You got jobbed the batter before because these umpires are trash. It's standard. How you feeling? And the guy told him, like, I got this. Okay. I'm going to let you get it. I'm going to let you go for it. You know, I read Devin Williams' games that he costed us off last night. And I think it's a good exercise for the Yankee fan that has been on the Yankee roller coaster and has watched all these games. We should have swept Tampa Bay. Devin Williams goes in there with a 4-run lead. He blew an 8-4 lead in the ninth against Tampa Bay. He blew a 2-1 lead in the ninth against Toronto. I was at that game. That was the We Want Weaver game where I drove here and I pleaded to you guys. I'm like, we can't be chanting We Want Weaver before the guy gets an out. You're cutting your nose to spite your face. He blew a 3-0 lead in the eighth versus the San Diego Padres. He blew a 9-9 game in the eighth versus Toronto. You guys remember that? That was up in the Rogers Center. He blew a 2-1 lead in the ninth versus the Tampa Bay Rays. That just happened with Lowe hitting that second deck bomb right by the foul pole. He blew a 5-4 lead in the ninth versus Texas. Oh, that was Jock Peterson, the worst hitter in baseball, taking him deep. And then add him versus Rowdy Tellez. Rowdy Tellez has a wrist injury during the at-bat, 10-pitch at-bat. He loses. That's 7 games that Devin Williams has costed the Yankees. 7! And what I said last night was, that is the difference in the standings. You're 6.5 games out of first place. Yikes. Jack is in Massapequa on the fan. What's up, Jack?
Hey, how's it going?
There he is. What's up, Jack? How are you?
Sorry. I wanted to ask you, do you think that David Bednar, after his, I think, 5-out save today, do you think he's solidified himself as the closer? Or do you think Boone will go to other options such as Doval or even back to Williams?
I think after him throwing the 40-plus pitches that he threw, he may not be available Friday, where a Doval or a Weaver could potentially be the guy. Devin Williams is done, though. They cannot do it. They cannot pitch Devin Williams in the Bronx. They cannot pitch Devin Williams anywhere on earth with a lead or with a high leverage. That is done. What I will say, you know, they won't come out and say David Bednar is our closer, but that performance, like what he did today to help the Yankees win, he's looking like the closer. He looks like a guy that wants to be the closer this year and next year. He looks like he's got the stomach for it. It looks like he's got the guts. Like, that was gutsy.
I agree with that.
Five Ks, five out save, like running his pitch count up, the umps not helping him, like and still just like keeping his composure and overcoming that. That is the medal that you want in the guy with the ball in his hands to end the game.
I agree with you. Do you think that Boone will announce him like going forward as the closer, like within like a week or
no.
so, or
no? And I think he should stay away from that, because trade deadline night, I had a 5-hour KM to AM, and I laughed. I think I was talking to Ack, and the first thing I said was, Boone just got off the post game talking about Devin Williams as the closer. No, he's not. Cashman solved that problem. It's been a problem all year. No, he's not. There's no more job security. Boone, your job isn't safe, right? They challenged Volpe. I feel like with them going to get Caballero, even though they haven't put him at shortstop, just putting the threat of, yo, we have another shortstop in the clubhouse. Challenge Volpe. Volpe went to the dark side and back, started playing better. Nobody should have job security. Austin Wells, Ben Rice can take your job. Like, you have to perform.
I agree with you. Do you think Volpe's job could be in jeopardy if Caballero starts hitting well?
No, I think Volpe on this road trip, he did enough to kind of quiet the waters, steady the ship. I think Volpe, they, as much as they believe in Volpe, like I literally heard Cashman on this radio station talk about what's the alternative. Now, he gave us an alternative getting Caballero, but like I said, they haven't even spelled Volpe yet with Caballero. You've seen Caballero play right field, third base. I don't know when they're going to give Volpe a break, but what needed to happen was, and I called for this. Thanks for the call, Jack. I called for this. I thought Amed Rosario was that. I said, how did Volpe win the job? He won the job competing against Peraza and IKF. Iron sharpens iron. These are athletes. They need to feel that. They need to feel that instead of, okay, I'm in a lineup every single day. My job is safe, and I can go out there and spike the ball. You know, you need the threat of you could be on the bench. You could not be out there playing with the team you grew up rooting for. And it did something to him. It did something to him. We were just talking about Volpe playing the game right. Never saw him hot dog. Never saw him celebrate. Never saw, like, when he hit that silencer and he held that silencer celly for a while, looked at the dugout like he walked the game off. It was just a homer to tie at 10-10. But I'm like, good, good. It's like he reached deep down inside of himself. He got pissed off. He found the fire to compete. It's the highest level of competition. You need that. So, yeah, I feel like all of these guys now, they need to, and Devin Williams, you lost your job. It's done. It's done. There are three other guys that can do that job. That's it. You're not coming back here next year. Have fun pitching for the San Francisco Giants, whatever, whoever it is. But, like, guys rolling out there every day as even, and like, no. Like, the next one for me is Jazz. I haven't mentioned his name tonight, but Jazz is in a funk. He's in a bad one. And, you know, only conversation around Jazz we've had is about that stupid play getting doubled up at first base and then doubling down on it. I think that's the dumbest thing of the year. Not Wells walking off second base, which they were able to overcome and win the game. Not Dominguez not knowing how many outs there were in Fenway. And I don't know how many other bonehead, stupid Ben Rice in Fenway getting caught on the base pass. Jazz talking about thinking Edwards was going to drop. Like, that was stupid as hell. Even if he did drop the ball, he could sit down, throw the ball behind his back to second base and get you out before you get there. There was no play to be made there. And then to go into the, like, we're not stupid. Don't tinkle on my head and tell me it's raining. Don't tell the media, like, oh, yeah, if the situation happened again, I wouldn't change anything. I'd do the same thing. That's stupid. I would hope that you learned. I hope that you would do something different. I would hope that you wouldn't just cost us an out, giving them outs. Even though, Luis Rojas sending Trent Grisham over the weekend. That Marlins series, that was rock bottom for the Yankees, getting swept by the Marlins for the first time ever. 888-808-1019. Glad it's behind us. Neil is in Greenwich, Connecticut on the fan. What's up, Neil?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me, Keith?
Yep.
Yeah, hey. Actually, I wanted to make a point about Volpe, but if you'll allow me to make a point about Jazz, too. The first point on Volpe is I called you because you made a comment about Volpe and Soto. And coincidentally, I'm a diehard Yankee fan. I've called you in the past, but I looked up Volpe's stats. And I think one thing that he needs to get a little credit for, and I compared him to Judge, and this sounds crazy, but Volpe is 24 years old. Volpe had less than 100 at-bats in his lifetime in AAA. Judge, when he was 24, had about 100 at-bats and struck out 50% of the time in the major leagues. He had 700 at-bats in AAA. So my point is, I'm not comparing Volpe and saying he's going to be the next Aaron Judge. All I'm saying is Volpe at the age of 24 is putting up solid production. You know, obviously the defense has got to improve. It's a confidence thing. But, I think I'm glad you said it. He's getting way too much heat. It's too much. It's too much pile on. So I'm glad you pointed out. That's why I wanted to point that out.
We need to kind of cherry pick some things like that, Neil, to remind people he's in his third year. He's young, and I know people forget, but he did not have all the seasoning that some other guys have gotten. His development was affected by the COVID season and by necessity. The Yankees needed a shortstop. IKF was their stopgap. That didn't go so well. They had Peraza in the 2022 ALCS. By the time they got to spring training the following year, it was an open competition between the three of them.
Yeah. And the other quick point I want to make about Jazz is, look, he's not a winning player, my God. He's so talented, but
he's just
upstairs,
he's
between
a hot
the
dog.
Ears, between the ears,
he's
man.
He's a head case. He's not a winning player. You know, we need Bellingers don't grow on trees, but you don't need to be a Bellinger. You can be a Brocious. You just need to be a heady, smart. You know, Jazz spends way too much time arguing with umpires,
yep.
way too much time hot dogging it.
Yep.
You know, worrying about style and whatever it is.
Yep.
You know, we
celebrating
yeah.
his whole home
exactly.
run trot. Like,
exactly.
Hasn't been
yeah,
able to do too many of them recently. Gave us one.
Yeah. Give me more guys who just, you know, put their head down. You know, I'm not a big Goldie guy. I mean, he's obviously had a great career. Obviously, we're getting him at the very end of his career. But,
yeah.
you know, I give him credit. The guy's a pro. I mean, the guy doesn't say a word. He keeps his head down. He, you know, does the best that he can. And, you know, we just need pros. That's all. So I'll let you go, but I just wanted to call on that.
Thanks for the call, Neil. Yeah, Goldie, oldie but Goldie. I am happy for Goldie because I was someone saying we don't need Christian Walker, as we will see Christian Walker versus Goldie this weekend because the Astros signed him. I was saying, hey, Paul Goldschmidt can get it done. Now, they have to not overuse Goldschmidt as, you know, he's about to be 38 and we're late in the year. But what a big series for him, homering twice. And if they want to platoon him with Ben Rice and only use him against lefties or whatever, I mean, we obviously need his glove at first base too. But if Volpe is just going to start throwing the ball in the air at these guys, we'll be fine. Yes, Goldie goes about his business in the way that you want guys to, but not everybody's the same. And what I'll say for Jazz is we need his spark plug. We need his swag, his aura, his energy. But man, he's got to get it together as far as like going at the umps, blaming the umps. The umps are trash for everybody, bro. They're not going to give you anything. Lock in. Get back to what you were doing when you came off the IL. And be accountable. That's the number one thing. When Wells walked off the bag, he said, yeah, I was just being an idiot. Jazz, it's okay to say I was just being an idiot. Don't try and fool us, bro. We've watched thousands of games. We all played baseball growing up. There's no play to be made there. You can't make one up. 888-808-1019. We got to break it down. Keith McPherson on the Fan, taking your calls again right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, 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 okay. Still rocking. It's me, Keith McPherson on the Fan, KM to AM. Reminder, this is a children's program, so don't swear as we get closer to the nighttime hours. Keep it clean. Let's get back to the phones, and we're also going to get back to the chat. The chat is rocking tonight. The chat has some good input. I'll share a little bit of a story that I was chatting about on the live stream. But let's go to Daniel in Westport right now. Daniel, you're on. What's up, man?
Hey, what's up, man? I would just like to talk about, you know, like the Yankees, how they were about to blow the game, you know, in the ninth inning when they walked Seager and Semien got the base hit. I thought Bednar was going to blow it.
So did I. I saw Doval was warming up. I'm like, go get Doval. Honestly, the Seager walk, I'm pulling it up right now. You know, there were some borderline pitches, man. It should have been a strikeout. But you know what? This was a night or a day where Bednar had to earn his road graze. Bednar wanted to become the Yankees closer, and Aaron Boone was going to go get him. Aaron Boone thought he was going to blow it too. Aaron Boone's like, this is my job on the line. But he let David Bednar close the game, and now we all feel good about the fact that Devin Williams isn't the closer anymore, and David Bednar most likely is.
What do you think they're going to do with Williams? Do you think they're going to put him out to AAA? What do you think?
He might be serving 99 burgers up on the concourse. Maybe he's giving out Jerry Garcia bobbleheads Friday.
Yeah. I don't know. And then one more thing I would like to talk to you about. With the Mets, you know, they almost got no hit by a mediocre team.
Did you see any of that game?
I did, yeah. I watched some of it.
It was like the Mets could not buy a hit. Williams was rolling. Fans were getting annoyed. And I'll say the Guardians, I mean, they were in the ALCS last year, but yeah, they're what, 59 and 55. They're a little bit better than 500. That we thought they were selling the deadline. They lost some players. Yeah. To let the Cleveland Guardians come into your building, sweep you, and no hit you like that?
It's crazy, man.
And
I think also, like in the playoffs, hopefully, you know, they can show some fight, but almost getting no hit by a mediocre team, that's saying a lot, you know?
Yeah, especially when you have Juan Soto, you have Pete Alonso, you have Francisco Lindor. How?
Yeah.
How?
Great team. You know? Like the Mets, they're not a bad team.
No, the Mets, I thought the Mets were going to the World Series this year. I don't know. I was told that the Mets, you know, they got this payroll, they got this mascot race. They're the kings of New York. I don't know. I was told that the Mets were going to, you know, run the city.
Yeah, and also going back to the Yankees, what do you think they're going to do with Caballero?
Just keep moving him around. He'll be a pinch runner. He'll come into games late. He can play multiple positions. He's a super utility speed guy. He's a little bit of an agitator. I don't think he's really going to get to play much shortstop. Maybe he'll give Volpe a break once this month.
I agree. What do you think, like, if there's, like, one thing the Yankees would need to do to, you know, make it to the World Series, what do you think that would be?
Get Aaron Judge back healthy and back to MVP form and hitting homers and dominating and playing right field.
And with Stanton, you know.
So Stanton can go back to DH, yep.
Because he's been hitting really well. And maybe today, if you lost that game, I think you should have. Do you think they'll put him in the lineup tomorrow?
Bro, if they would have lost that game and didn't score more than three runs and Stanton was on the bench, there'd be some conversations on the Fan tonight about, like, what are we doing sitting Stanton down? I know Judge has got to get back, but, like, Stanton's been hitting home runs. Like, you got to keep him hot. So, I don't know, man. They gotta get Judge back throwing, yeah. Right? They got to get Judge back in right field so that Stanton can be the DH.
And what do you think the situation with Duvall is? Like, how?
setup guy. He's going to be like a seventh or eighth inning guy, depending on whether we use Luke Weaver. He's still high leverage. He doesn't have to be the closer. Maybe he can close. Maybe he's closing Friday night. If the Yankees and Astros are in a close one and they still want to give some rest to Bednar, they had Doval up today. Maybe he's ready to go Friday night. It's not a bad problem to have two closers after Devin Williams can't get it done.
And with the Astros series coming up, that's a big series, you know. Maybe get back in like a bigger wild card picture.
Yeah, if we could climb up to the top wild card again. Like, you know how much juice it would give the fan base to sweep the Astros? The Astros did lose to the Miami Marlins. So, you know, I know it isn't just the Yankees. The Marlins are pretty good. Dan, you're the man. Thanks for the call, Daniel. I mean, young kids got it. He was like, did you see the Mets? Who didn't? That's on SportsCenter. That's embarrassing. In your building, the Guardians? The president said that they got to change their name back to the Indian. King George is up in the Bronx on the fan again. What's up, King?
Live long and prosper. Here's a story about a guy named K-Mac for all to see. Everyone who went against the show locked themselves up in a penitentiary.
Hey.
And I want to say, don't fire Boone this year, but if he comes back next year, forget it.
He's coming back next year and 2027. He signed a contract extension for the next two seasons after this one.
And we know a contract, you know, it's like a man and woman that's married. They don't always see eye to eye. And then the divorce lawyer comes. Because man, they don't always see eye to eye.
Nah, you don't want that divorce lawyer coming.
Yeah, especially if you're a man. You know what they say, two people make a mistake and the man does the paying.
Who's they? Who said that?
My father used to say that about divorce.
Yeah, no, I don't want to. I'm a married man. I just celebrated 4 years being married. I'm not trying to do that divorce. I'm good. I'm not trying to see no divorce. My wife and I don't see eye to eye. I'm taller than she is. I just look the other way. You got it, sweetie. Yup. You right. You 100% right. Yep. I was wrong.
Yeah, my father, when he get upset, he just walk out the door. He didn't,
I'm going to the stadium. I'm going to the station. I'll let you cool off.
And he lived through two world wars, so hey.
God bless.
Yes. And like I said, you always put out, you know what makes your show interesting?
What?
It's like I'm talking to you in your living room when you're talking to me in my living room.
That's what I'm going for. I don't yell. I don't have any stick. We're just hanging out. If you ever meet me or see me, this is how I talk when you see me in person.
Yeah, and you know, it's like when I had lunch with Steve Summers.
Oh, the great schmoozer. Yeah, I mean, nobody can schmooze like the schmooze can schmooze.
No, because when I ate lunch with him, he used me as part of the prop. He goes, yeah, I had lunch with King George, and he inhaled a whole chicken.
You got to check out his podcast, man. He just had Jerry Seinfeld on, me here, you there, Steve Summers podcast, wherever you get your podcast.
Oh, I got to try. Oh, did you know, what was his name?
John Herman? Yeah, he had John Herman on before Jerry Seinfeld, but Jerry Seinfeld's episode is all time.
Oh, no, I had lunch with Bill Daughtry.
Oh, okay.
And he said, I inhaled the plate.
Where's your lunch spot? You got a lunch spot in the Bronx you go to? Manhattan? Uptown?
No, we went to the Carnegie Deli. Oh, yeah. Remember we had to talk about Frank's and potato salad?
Sure.
I'm going to treat you and Zoo to cats. Because you know what? After I had that talk with you, people were calling me that knew me, called me and said, take you and Zoo to Cat's Deli, and y'all will change it to our treat.
Well, yeah, you might have to bring a paper check because me and Zoo, we could put it away. Thanks for the call, King George. 8-1-1-9. You might have to bring a few Ben Franklins after that one. If it's on you, me and Zoo, we might come through and eat like the whole crew. Harvey's in Dix Hills on the Fan. Good to
Hi,
see your name
you?
Up there, Harvey. How you been?
How you been? By the way, you got to give that kid before his own show.
Hey, these kids got it. I talk about it all the time. They just they have the phone in their hand. They have information and access to everything. They have free time. The world is yours.
Why don't you? I was stunned. I mean, this kid could go on for probably another 20 minutes.
I was letting him for the most part, but my show's going to evaporate in an hour. I had to go.
Well, that's why, you know, this is my second football call, you know, and you're the guy I love. By the way, I just finished my office hours. I'm in the office, so, you're the guy I want to talk football with. I think that's what attracted them. Your show attracted me to that. I think I was on your first show when I heard you were a Division I quarterback, and you're great. You're a great listener, I can tell you that right
Thank
now.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, and this to me, I want to talk about football, as I said. This is very interesting to me, and your opinions are valued. You know, I thought that the Pittsburgh Steelers were going to trade up to get Jackson Dart or another quarterback. Didn't happen. And now we have two of their quarterbacks in New York. We have Justin Fields. We have Russell Wilson with the Giants. And they have Aaron Rodgers. And this is going to be fascinating to me. And it looks like Russell Wilson is passing well. Your opinion about a quarterback like Justin Fields, who is only one of 3,000-yard runners in the history of the NFL, who I thought he was a better passer. Apparently, I'm not watching him in camp. Apparently, they don't think he's passing well. Can a quarterback like that improve his passing when he runs so well? Your opinion on that one?
Yeah, so specifically with Justin Fields, I started to talk about it a little bit last night because I did come across his practice stats. And this is so annoying to me as someone who threw interceptions in practice that nobody saw outside of film, as someone who incompleted 5-6 passes in a row in practice, but nobody ever saw it on Instagram. I feel bad for the kid in his first year with the Jets. You can go on Football Forever and see that he's 15 of 43 passing in practice. Fail all you want in practice. Take your time in practice because it's not real. So when you see Justin Fields also wearing this red jersey in practice, he's not getting sacked. He's not feeling the actual rush because no one can lay a hand on him because they need him. They had the scare, the first padded practice of him getting carted off. Justin Fields is a guy that I think needs to feel the rush and also needs to run the ball and needs to react. He is a very athletic running quarterback that is not a pocket passer. So many people say he can't throw the ball. He can physically make every throw on the field. But where he has struggled is reading the defenses and timing up. So, like, I think, you know, as you see him and he's got that camera, that GoPro on his helmet as well, they are working through. This is all new. This is a new head coach, a new offensive coordinator, a first-time offensive coordinator, a new quarterback coming together. And this is what August is for. What I liked is that Justin Fields says he wants to play in the preseason. He says he wants to see the whole field.
And so you can improve as a quarterback, you can improve his passing.
Of course you can improve his passing. Yes. And you know what's going to improve his passing? Running the football. Establish the run. And then play action pass. Make a threat of, okay, we don't know if we're stopping you from running the ball, Breece Hall running the ball, Braylon Allen running the ball, then Garrett Wilson is wide open because he's in man coverage and nobody can cover him. Man, that's an easy throw to make when Garrett Wilson is wide open.
Right. And you know on your show, I mean, everybody in this world knew I wanted Jackson Dart in the draft, and they got the quarterback. I was very excited that night. One of my patients called me in the office to say that he was drafted. However, it's very exciting to have a potential starting franchise quarterback for the Giants and having Russell Wilson. But the problem is that in your opinion about this, having played Division I football, is that the Giants have had the worst offensive line in football probably over the last 10 years, and they had the most combinations of linemen last year after Thomas went down, and now Thomas is down. And they really haven't improved this offensive line. They've only drafted one lineman in the last 2 years. The question is, if you want to improve, can an offensive line improve? In other words, people talk about consistency. You have them repeat year after year, they get better. So they don't always get better. For example, Neal is trying to become a guard, and he's bad at guard and tackle. So do you think that it would have been if the Giants had drafted more linemen, or do you think it can get better from year to year, an offensive line?
Their offensive lines are about cohesion. They're about reps. They're about knowing where guys are, picking up fronts and blitzes and knowing protection. And you need reps. And you need reps with the same guys. So for the Giants, health is paramount. It's key. Andrew Thomas is one of the best offensive linemen in football if he's healthy.
He's on the pup list right now. Again.
If he's healthy. And we hope that he's ready to go week one, because if he's not ready to go week one, then you're right back to square one.
Here we go again.
Exactly.
Right? Would you say that?
John
and,
Jacob,
the other two things, I know you got other callers.
Yes.
You're a Dallas Cowboy fan.
Unfortunately.
And you know I like Milton's arm when he was on New England, I think.
Good things coming out from camp about Joe Milton.
Yeah, I mentioned that on your show, on Melissa's show. He's like the one game wonder, 267 yards against New England, and they only exchanged draft choice. That's the other lineman I wanted the Giants to get. He's doing well in camp?
Yeah, I was just reading about how, you know, some periods and some practices, he's finished with people saying, hey, he looks better than Dak. And, you know, Dak is coming back from injury and still has a lot to prove.
So that's good.
He's going to be glued to the bench as long as Dak is healthy. As long as Dak is healthy, he's not going to play. But, hey, the future, hey, I don't mind him sitting and learning behind Dak. He's got the physical tools, the intangibles. And Dak gets hurt every year, so.
Yeah, I thought so. You know, nobody agreed with me on Milton, but that's another question. But the last thing, I very rarely talk about the Yankees because I am a Met fan. And before, when the season started, the Mets were going to sign Devin Williams. Remember I mentioned your show, Malusis, and that I found a little blurb that he had stress fractures. I'm not bringing it up. I'm not an orthopedist, but I told you that I had consulted somebody in my hospital as an orthopedist, right? And he said he doesn't know how a major league pitcher can pitch with stress fractures. And I heard Wallman today on the air say, I don't know what's wrong with him. And the fact of the matter is, I don't know. Nobody has mentioned, since I made that call earlier, I haven't heard a report about his stress fractures. And his ERA is 5, and he's had a terrible year. I'm not shocked about that. I'm telling you, Keith.
Yeah, thank you for the call, Harvey. I remember speaking to you about it, and I spoke on it. He's way beyond that. He's way past that. That was an issue last year with the Milwaukee Brewers. His velocity is where it is, and it's a mental thing. It's a head case thing. It's a body language thing. It's a things not going right for him, and him going into the tank. He's not hurt. He's not hurt. Devin Williams not hurt. But if they want a phantom IL him, there you go, Harvey. They want a phantom IL with Jonathan Loaisiga back. That's what they put Jonathan Loaisiga on, back tightness. Say that Devin Williams got some type of back issue, but it's not a back issue. Devin Williams is fine. Devin Williams had a dominant stretch here last month, and he blew it his last three times out, and that's it for his Yankee season as far as being the closer or being in high leverage. They better not get cute. There is no unless. It's done. It didn't work out. 888-808-1019. What I was going to say about the Giants, can we not quit on Evan Neal so fast? And John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt so fast? You know, the more that these guys see defenses, the more reps they get together, the better that they'll be. Also, I don't think we gave Daniel Jones enough flack as the quarterback for picking up blitzes and recognizing the defense and calling out protections and things like that. A lot of it's on the quarterback to get them in the right play, get rid of the ball. Russ is a savant. Russ has seen all of it. Russ should be fine. And at Russ's old age, I hope he's not holding on to the ball this year. He did a little bit with the Steelers. I hope he shakes that. And I throw it up to Malik Nabers. Malik Nabers is going to be fine. There's always a lot of scares, it seems, with Malik Nabers coming out of camp, coming out of practice. He is the one guy that you can't afford to lose, can't afford to have hurt. So I don't mind anytime I see a report about Malik Nabers coming out of practice. But the combination of John Runyon Jr., who you added last year, Greg Van Rotten, who you added last year. Jermaine Illuminor, who you added last year. You didn't need to draft offensive linemen. You just need those guys to be healthy, along with Thomas, along with Neal, and stay healthy so they can have cohesion the whole year and push forward. The run game should be better. It's another guy, Cam Scataboo. He's not practicing, but so what? We are about to walk into preseason football games, folks. I cannot wait. I can't wait till we have actually like preseason Jets games, Giants games to talk about. Keith McPherson on the Fan. 1 hour left. When we come back, we'll do the big shot of the night, and then it's open mic time. I will hit you with, you know, random stories about smelling salts being banned from the NFL and other things from Major League Baseball, and you could do the same. 888-808-1019. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.